儀式在上午10時開始，由温哥華巴克合唱團先唱出國歌，各個軍人團體、市府部門、省府代表都有出席。温哥華儀仗隊、温哥華消防救護服務部門的軍樂部、皇家海軍、皇家空軍和陸軍部門，以及退役軍人的部門，不同的軍人團體都在相關儀式列隊報操。紀念儀式的總監 Doc Porges 帶領儀式開始，温哥華消防救護服務署軍樂部奏出國歌 All Canada， 眾人一同中唱。华裔12年级中学生 Angela Chen 之后读出悼念诗《不辞而别的孤单》（Along with a Goodbye）， 内容纪念所有年轻军人在战争中的英勇，就算出发前有所畏惧，但系都努力应战，向佢哋作崇高嘅致意，并向佢哋作道别。
And despite his wish, he shall rest with no farewell bid, no prayer given, and no name placed upon his face. No one would grieve till the war was over.No body would be found till years later.
温哥華市長沈觀健出席儀式，他感謝家國退役和現役軍人的付出，並向他們致敬。他指每位當年戰爭中的年輕士兵都值得被尊重，每位當年出門但未有回家的年輕人，大家都沒有忘記到。
I do want to acknowledge every single person who has served our country in the past, present and the future. Individuals that never came home.Or individuals who came back wounded, people who are willing to put themselves in harm's way in foreign lands, away from their families, so we can live the freedoms that we do. On a personal note, I just want to let you know that every single one of you is a better person than I can ever aspire to be. And so, on behalf of an incredibly grateful city, province, and country, we just want to say thank you.Thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice.
在上午11時 ，Doc Porges 带领在场人士默哀2分鐘，悼念战争完结的时刻，同埋每位英勇牺牲的军人。陆军第15野驻温哥华军团就在士丹利公园对出的海岸燃放20响礼炮，多个军人团体都献上花圈致意。最后消防军乐队奏出加拿大宗主国英国的国歌《天佑吾王》，并正式完成典礼。加拿大中文电台记者梁俊永报道。